From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Cook County School Board continues to look for cuts to balance a shrinking budget. With projected enrollment figures hovering around 430 students within the next couple of school years, the board has been finding ways to reduce administration costs as well as staff and program. According to Superintendent Beth Schwartz, the approach is a combination of cuts and new revenue.
Right now, what we're looking at is reductions and changes possibly in our routes, not necessarily a full bus route reduction, but just some adjustments in how we can save more time, a little bit of money there. With the data-driven initiative and having working with trying to pull our data together, we're looking at reducing our data coordinator position from 8 to 6 hours a day. Looking at all support areas, including secretarial staff, administrative staff, as you know, and any support workers, library media center, school nurse, basically anybody that is not a licensed teacher, as to areas that we can reduce there. Again, looking at athletics, as we do every year, athletics and activities, if not a reduction, on a positive side, trying to find ways to increase revenue. And so we're working with the Booster Club, with the Ed Foundation, and then also working on some local philanthropy efforts as well. So it's not all about reduce. We need to look at that, but we're also looking at ways to perhaps increase our revenue in the district to build a better ISD 166.
Schwartz said even though the board is spending a lot of time on trimming the overall program to save money, it's not all gloom and doom. Innovation can occur in the face of budget cuts.
There are a lot of exciting things in next year's budget. One being the effort and really pinpointed initiative to try and close our achievement gap. That's not going to happen in 1 year. That's going to be a multi-year effort. But with the data-driven initiative, additional staff development time to look at differentiated learning, using data to help really determine where our students can improve, it's a really exciting time. And we are building programs. This is an exciting time at ISD 166, despite the financial stress.
The Cook County Soil and Water Conservation District is once again looking for volunteers to monitor lakes around Cook County for the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's Citizen Lakes Monitoring Program. 11 lakes will be targeted for monitoring this year. They include East Bearskin, Elbow, Gust, Leo, McFarland, Tom, Aspen, West Twin, Little Iron, Iron, and Mayhew. These lakes were chosen because of their priority status in the Cook County Water Plan, their lack of water quality data, or their potential for development. Soil and Water will provide training and pay for the cost of analyzing water samples and shipment to the lab. Past volunteers are invited to return, and new volunteers are welcome as well. Volunteers are asked to make a water sample 5 times a summer for 1 or 2 summers. Volunteers can be any adult with a watercraft willing to get out on the lake about once a month. Anyone interested in the program can call Elena Berg or Cindy Gentz, 387-3648, for more information. The debate over drawing water from Poplar River to make snow at Lutzen Mountains has been characterized in the major media as skis against trout. Senator Tom Bach and Representative David Dill see it differently. Bach has authored an amendment to a Senate omnibus environment bill, and Dill has done the same for the House version. Both would increase the amount of water the ski hill would be permitted to draw, but the legislators insist it would not hurt the environment. Representative David Dill.
You know, we're certainly supporting the ski hill, and we understand the difficulties that they're having. I think that people have to realize that Ski Hill's been on up there for 50 years and that they've been taking, and now it's become an issue just because it's been raised. And we're trying to work out language that will assure that the Ski Hill has water for making snow in basically November, December, and January, and also maintain the integrity of the stream.
Lutzen Mountains currently has a permit to draw 12.6 million gallons of water each year from 3 stations on the Poplar. They have consistently exceeded that limit by as much as 30%. According to DNR area hydrologist Cliff Bentley, DNR knows this and has been working with Lutzen Mountains to find a solution that would meet their snowmaking needs. One solution would be to take the water directly from Lake Superior. However, the cost would be more than the ski hill can afford. Lutzen Mountains has asked for a permit to draw 90 to 110 million gallons. The Bach provision would allow up to 200 million gallons, and Dills would allow up to 150 million gallons. Dill says the key to a successful compromise between snowmaking needs and protecting the stream's ecosystem is observing what is called the Q90. The Poplar has a flow rate of 21 cubic feet per second, 90% of the time. He says the DNR considers this rate sustainable and safe. When it drops below that Q90 flow rate, then no water could be taken from the river.
We're not there yet, but we're very close. A provision has passed in the Senate that is not popular with the Department of Natural Resources or the groups that are involved in that, Trout Unlimited, etc. But we're working on language that will work, and that is probably going to be forthcoming here in the next 3 or 4 days.
The devil, however, is in the details. Enforcement would be crucial, so would convincing environmental groups the flow rate is safe. Dill said discussions are just now starting over ways to allow water to be taken from Superior. That could involve a public-private partnership. With less than a week left in this legislative session, time is getting short for a compromise. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.